Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, начинаем наш воскресный.
Dear friends, we begin our Sunday webinar, as always, with us, Dr. Lightman.
Good day to everyone.
We're Salomon Sinlevich. Today we have a central topic, how to correct our soul. That's our topic. We have a mess of connections, 20 translations to 20 languages. Please ask your questions. We'll ask them live. And the first question, why the soul is needed the correction?
Because it is broken from the very beginning. It's ruined. And the reason for that is that there is one whole creation called the soul. And in order for this creation to be able to feel itself as existing, as independent, to reach its maximum peak, the creator's level, it needs to go through a breaking, a shattering, and a correction. So we receive our soul in our world piece by piece. Every one of us has a small piece from the general soul. There once was this common soul called Adam Arishon, or simply Adam.
Это желание.
That is the desire.
Да, нехорошо, что я пишу по-русски только, да?
Не, ничего, ничего.
It's not good that I'm writing in Russian, right?
Если переводы на остальные языки. Это Адам.
Because we're translating to other languages from English.
А внутри.
So this is Адам.
Наполнение этой души.
And inside Adam is the light, which fills the soul. The light in Hebrew is called Or.
Это творение, созданное, оно практически себя не ощущало, потому что
the creation that has been created and hasn't felt itself as existing because the desire was very low, the light was very low, and in order to bring it to a state similar to the creator, the soul was broken into myriad little pieces. 600,000 main parts, and then many, many, many others besides. So that each and every one of us, if we keep dividing it, splitting it in more and more and more and more and more, there are many, many different fragments here. So let's take any particular fragment. This one right here, for instance. What does this fragment have? This fragment also has its own desire. Right there. That's one. Light is two. And it has the fulfillment. It's also in there, in that fragment, in that tiny individual soul. That fragment. Now what happened during the shattering is that each fragment began to feel independent, meaning there were barriers erected between them, just like between people. And we start feeling cut off, disconnected from each other. And this rejection from one another is called the ego. So what we have here now is a great number of different parts that are that relate to each other antagonistically. What next? Next we need to gather this state And we need to bring it back to that initial state. So the 600,000 souls and many other additional parts, they all unite into one desire and are filled by one single light. So where does the ego go that's separating, disconnecting all of them, making everyone feel like they're in their own separate shell? It doesn't go anywhere. We need to unite in spite of this ego. And when we unite, then the light becomes much greater than before. If here the light was, how do I put this? It becomes 616 times greater, multiplied by 613. So instead of, as in our initial state, we felt barely exist, like a little bug. That was our original state. And our secondary state, or follow-up state, when we return and unite in spite of all the ego around us, then the difference between these two states, two in relation to one, is the difference of 630, the magnitude, multiply by 613. So it's whereas in the first state it was very dull. It's a little cold, it's a little warm, but in the second state it becomes incredibly vibrant and intense, and we start feeling this light very acutely, very intensely. And the source that we get it from, and we start feeling, as it is written, myself to the upper one and the upper one to me. Meaning we begin to attain the Creator and to ascend to His level. What else can we add here?
Well, generally, according to this topic.
Okay, you can keep asking more questions then.
So there's a related question. Who broke the system if there is only Creator and creation?
The Creator broke it. It's written. And it's accepted by him. He's not denying it. It is written, I created the ego, but then I gave the light. The Torah comes from the word or light. So I gave the light to correct it. So correct it and you will reap the reward. What's the reward from that tiny bug that I have created? You can reach my level, eternity and perfection and infinity, attainment, sensation and pleasure. Everything is before you.
Bug has lived in perfection.
What perfection? He felt like a bug. That was life.
So, for me to feel the sensation lifelike Creator, I need to break, right?
Yes, but look, the Creator wanted to. He could have done it himself, right? He could have put us in that state from the very beginning. The problem here is free will. He wanted us to desire it and to reach that state on our own.
What does it give that they want themselves?
Attainment, fulfillment, it's all me, it's my merit.
So when the person says that he wants to be happy, he needs to go through all that?
We'll take an example, basically the differences between a person who was born the king's son versus a person who has attained that status himself.
So the question from Kiev, if the soul is the desire, how can we imagine, depict the shattered desire, then how? What is it?
Egoistic desire, that's what we call broken, shattered desire.
So the soul is a desire, right? The desire to receive pleasure.
Yes, and the egoistic desire to receive pleasure only for oneself without taking anything else into account, is broken.
Two questions regarding my soul. Denis is asking, my soul is immortal, why to correct it? And another question, what's wrong with my soul, why do I need to correct it?
First of all, friends, let's start by saying that you have no soul.
Yeah, that's a good claim, a big claim.
Well, forgive me for saying it, but you have no soul. Your soul needs to be earned. The soul is part of the Creator. Now, when we take that egoistic desire, that we, when we discover it within ourselves, and when we turn it and make it work for bestowal, for, towards love, walking outside of oneself, exiting oneself, and working for the Creator, that is what we call a soul. And if it doesn't become that, it doesn't come to that point, and the person doesn't have the altruistic desire, meaning he doesn't have a soul.
The person that doesn't aspire to bestow is not, doesn't have soul, right?
No, there is no soul. What is a soul in your mind?
It's like an animalistic soul.
It's a vital life force that feels spiritual light.
So you don't call it soul, right?
You can call it whatever you want, but in Kabbalah, in what we call the soul is being similar to the Creator.
Another question from Nikolai. How soul can have a name? Who gives it a name? A Creator?
Soul earns its soul name thanks to the degree that it reaches. Meaning the degree of the similarity to the Creator determines the name of the soul.
Why the Creator needs my bestowal and love? He've created a soul that he wants to, he's going to love, right?
Yes.
Such a selfish approach.
You can say anything you want, but the Kabbalists attain the physics of the spiritual world, the great world, way beyond the restricted physical world. And this is what they're telling us. If you want to confirm what they're saying, you can follow their footsteps and you can see it for yourself. And then you can discuss whether it was right or wrong. We'll see how your opinion changes.
We should say that the questions are asked on social social network. Why do I need to correct myself than my surroundings?
Because when you try to correct your surroundings, you'll become the same egoist that you are today. Nothing's going to change. But if you start correcting yourself, you have the opportunity, you have the chance to become an altruist, a complete altruist.
And the continuation, why is it said that we need to correct our soul rather than my own?
I wouldn't put it that way, although it might be reasonable to say that, that it's our soul, but a person, by correcting others, also corrects himself.
So the soul is common for everyone?
Ultimately, we come to a state where we realize that we have one soul for everyone. Yes. I just wouldn't want to delve into this because it would confuse new students.
A question from the beginner. Why do I have such a sensation of emptiness? Why does this happen?
Because you have nothing else to do in this world. What's the point of just living, existing like that bug? You need to develop yourself spiritually, and then you're going to feel your true purpose. If you don't, so you're going to spend some more years in this world. So your body is going to function for a certain period of time, and then what?
So you're saying that nothing to do in this world, you have aspiration to another world, right?
Of course, if not for your aspiration towards the spiritual, this world is a complete dead end.
To continue, another question from Yuri. It's not clear for me that the person who is in depression was taken to that depression by the Creator would want to be like the Creator. How's that?
Because he has nowhere to go. The Creator is plunging him into depression in order for him to ask himself the question, what is the purpose of my life? What do I live for? And that brings him to the meaning of life.
Couldn't be otherwise to bring the creation?
No, because creation, the creature, is a desire to receive pleasure. And when there is no pleasure to be received, it begins to ask itself, what is the point? Why do I have to go on living. And then it comes to a state where he needs to find some sort of fulfillment, egoistic fulfillment. And here it's being nourished from this angle, from that angle. Here, take a little bit from here, a little bit from there. And then moving egoistically begins to understand that altruistic pleasure is true fulfillment.
Another question.
This is a good question. Is there a purpose for an individual's existence, or it's all like the general purpose for the planet?
No, nobody has a point in a point of life, and because we all come from the Adam, and only understanding that soul gives us the meaning of life.
Please tell me if my motto for life is good: to survive with love, but not only for myself.
We're surviving and laboring for the sake of others, that is the meaning of life, because you are, when you are in that state, when you bestow to others, you acquire your soul.
So you said, you made it even stronger. You said, not only not for yourself, but only for others.
Only for others. It's written everywhere, because it's such an inversive principle, because when I bestow, I realize that I don't bestow really anything. I just discover my own soul in them.
Mitris asks, the antagonism of the different parts in the one soul, that's the
yes.
Creator is doing?
So that in that ego we would connect between ourselves and we would achieve the desire to turn 20 times larger than initial.
This is a not so easy question from Chishna. A person asks, my path to Kabbalah has been long and arduous. I came here, I found you, I found the books, I have the society, I felt joy, but then the joy suddenly fleeted away. What happened?
You had egoistic happiness. Try to achieve the altruistic, and you will come closer to true. Look at what's happening in the world today. It seeks and constantly loses without finding anything. Today, it's widespread. It revealed that in ego, we cannot find anything. Look at what's happening with voting in France, in England. England was in the past already. Now, if the France, look what's going to happen to other countries. It all shows that the ego is no longer valid. It's we try to do, and we constantly got assured that it. It's not going to work, and it was known from the get-go. So let's stop our egoistical advancement forward, because we only will get beatings. So let's see what Kabbalah has to offer, and offer us a simple thing that among all of our problems that appear only because we hate each other, we push each other out. If we build bridges between our disagreements, let them stay, those disagreements. We need to come to such state that here we have one ego, second ego, right? Here's we have one, here's we have two, second. They hate each other. One hates the other. Relates to it with minus, and the other one relates to the other with minus. And so we have this methodology which says that now you have to begin to relate to each other with plus. With plus.
While also acting with the minus?
And minus as well. And what happens here is that difference between your minus and your plus, this difference, that is the soul.
Продолжение. Александр спрашивает из Магнитогорска.
To continue, Alexander from Magnitogorsk. When living and with disappointment in life,
today it's 70% of population, my dear. 70% of population who consume drugs, all sorts of medicine. 70% even animals. Not to say about children. We're just always in this depression. We are in depression. We unlearn how to be happy, how to be glad to things, how to see things with smile. We forgot.
Well, that's a natural process?
Yeah, natural process.
So they're saying, what, you want to bring them away from corporeal joys? Or maybe can you cure this interest?
No, what could they have interest for? It's burned out, the interest in us. It just doesn't exist anymore. We used to have that interest in food, in sex, in family, to knowledge, to fame, to wealth. And today, it all disappears, perishes. Look at the generation in their 20s. They continue to exist. Yeah, need to have to somehow exist, but they're not interested in higher realities anymore, higher matter. They need very little from their lives. We see that they're not planning on getting married. They don't want to buy housing. I have my own corner. They don't want to leave their parents' house. That's all because they sense that this world has nothing to offer to them anymore. How can I push them back to this world full of what? Happiness?
Lefa Minsk follows up. How can your corporeal ego burn out when if you fill one measure, it reveals two?
That's not our ego. That's our. It's not our earthly ego. Our earthly ego just burns out. We observe it in all cases of our life. Look where terror is coming from. From a person who wants to get some kind of fulfillment in fighting in something so that it's real, that in anything.
So he's not fulfilled by these joys.
No, of course
he wants something
not.
Else. So what about these terrorists? Are they like developed people?
The terror is a rebirth from altruism to egoism.
You are telling us that all history is the growth of the ego.
Up until now. And now it's just shortens on its own. Cocooning.
We see this, we observe this in the world, right? When a person is not fulfilled by anything, as soon as he fulfills one desire, he jumps into another one.
He doesn't even jump on another one. Give us a toy, a smartphone or something, and that's enough for us, to them.
I don't know. It still seems to me, maybe many people won't agree with us, but there are a great many different pleasures in the world. They're just difficult to attain, right? But it's not that easy to attain wealth and glory. But if you give it to a person, I don't think they will deny it.
And that's what is written about, that the person that comes to Kabbalah begins to sense the pleasure in this life. Food, sex begins to attract him, knowledge, family.
Mountain skiing.
Yeah, exactly. And all the rest.
No, I'm not against attaining the soul either, to be honest.
I understand, but I tell you again, we have statistics, and we see what's happening in the world.
Yes. About the drawing, Evgeny asks, What are these pluses and minuses on the basis of which the soul is? Like, what are they?
No. We're not going to cover this here. I'll just tell you that this is our ego. And this is our love. And this is our soul.
Дальше.
Go on.
Ну, тут так. Спрашивают, да, что мне даст исправление души, одноклассники?
The question is from одноклассники, what would correcting the soul give me?
Correction of the soul will give you achievement of absolute happiness and fulfillment. That's all. Absolute fulfillment in all of your desires. All desires that are in your soul will be fulfilled. Why? Because Kabbalah teaches you to pass the light through to others through you. You need to understand, you need to realize that. Love your neighbor. What it brings us to? It brings us to that this neighbor becomes your beloved one, which you want to fulfill. And in order to fulfill him, you need to receive from the Creator that fulfillment and pass through yourself toward that neighbor. For him to be your neighbor, you need to be you need to take in his desires. So what we have here, let's say this is me.
А это ближний.
And this is that neighbor. And here we got the Creator. I plead to the I relate to the neighbor. I want to fulfill him. And from him I receive his desires. Minus. That minus I pass through myself, through my desire. And by doing so, I plead to the Creator with two minuses. Minus one is the desire that I need to bestow downward here. And the second minus is from me.
Чтобы я смог получить от Творца.
So I would be able to receive from the Creator something that I would be able to pass downward. And then I receive from the Creator from above whatever he gives me. And from myself, I bestow what the my neighbor desires. So here I received, I have two double desire, and from the Creator I receive double pleasure, double fulfillment. That's me. I'm writing, Michael. Michael. Who was the one who was asking? That's not right.
We don't have a name. It's from the Одноклассники social network.
He should have written. All right.
So this is what a Kabbalist does. He receives pleasure, he passes it through himself, and he gives it. Maybe you can tell us about the desires, though.
Okay, let's call him Vasya. So I received desire from him, I've plead to the Creator, received from him the fulfillment, the pass through myself, and I gave it to Vasya. He received the fulfillment, very clear fulfillment from me. Here it is, it came to him. All right. He received only once, and I received twice.
Let's say Vasya wants money.
Vasya doesn't want money. Vasya wants fulfillment. He's not going to eat that money. He will have to change it to all sorts of fulfillment. And I'm giving him those fulfillments. these pleasures in their bare form. Let's say Vasya has 100 kilos in himself, in him, and he wants to eat. What does it mean he wants to eat? He likes to receive pleasure from consuming that food, from digesting that food. And again, he ate too much with vodka and everything, right? And he needs to wait until he gets emptied and to get fulfilled again. And I give him a pleasure to constantly be in that fulfillment. So you give him some kind of energy, he wants money, he receives that energy, and that fulfills him, right?
Any pleasures of our life is delight. It's only food, sex, family, wealth, glory, knowledge. This is how they divide between themselves. But ultimately, they're all light. If you stick an electrode in your brain, it right here, and it will receive pleasure as though it's from food, and here it's from sex, or here from money, and there from knowledge, and so forth.
And it's going to be like that soon.
Yes.
So you take that energy from the Creator, you pass through yourself.
Yes, because I received a desire from Him. First, I received a desire.
It doesn't matter which desire, what if He wants the money.
It doesn't matter.
Is it possible only with one person, toward one person, or toward many people? Can I receive only results of one person?
From the entire world. It doesn't matter. But then I do a different thing. This is Adam, the one and only creature created by the Creator, the one and only created desire. And here is me, by myself. So I become saturated with the desires of everyone else that exists. How do I absorb their desires?
I don't know.
If I relate to them with love, then I absorb their desires.
Desires, right?
Yes, and when I absorb their desires and I grasp their desires and I turn them toward the Creator, this is called the prayer, what we call man. I address the Creator.
In order to?
In order for Him to give me pleasure, them. I receive pleasure from the Creator, it passes through me, and I hand it out, I pass it forward, this pleasure. To what extent am I fulfilled? I'm fulfilled for all of them, for the entire world, for all 7 billion.
But through me, the fulfillment goes, this being passed, right?
Yes, and what happens here as a result is that the Creator and I were bound, were connected for the sake of the entire world. See how the world has now helped me to be connected to the Creator, to be like Him.
It's so logical. So it's beneficial to love others, right?
It's very lucrative, it's very profitable to love. It's not this fleeting pleasure that it takes you in years and so many efforts to attain it, and it immediately leaves. Here, you get this heavenly fulfillment.
Is there a difference between fulfilling the many or one?
There is a difference in the quantity, but one doesn't contradict the other.
How can I know what 7 billion people want?
They want fulfillment.
So it doesn't matter what?
It doesn't matter. I don't care what they want, even if they want to be fulfilled corporeally. I see a cat that wants to eat a mouse. What, am I going to absorb the desire of the cat to eat the mouse?
To realize how to love, that's all we need to understand.
This is why we have the wisdom of Kabbalah. to teach us how to unite intents and to actualize it. It's becoming more and more possible today. I hope that soon it's going to become clear to everyone. We're going to be printing all sorts of brochures and guides, and people will understand how to do it practically.
Now, can we go back to that drawing? The question, if initially there was an Adam, where did Eva go?
That's a problem.
Yeah, we always talk that there was an Adam. Where did Eve go?
Okay, so let's also add Eve here. Let's write Eve.
Yeah, okay, perhaps, yeah.
You see, as we've already mentioned, desire comprises two parts. Let's draw it as this cube, this little square, right here. It comprises two parts. It has the desire itself. That is the Eve that you're referring to. In Hebrew, it's called Chava. Then Eve is called Chava. How do you spell it? C-H, Chava, like that? Nope, that's not the way.
C.
H without the C. Okay, then. That's the desire. And in addition to the desire, there is also the aspiration. And that aspiration is called Adam. The so-called Kavana, intention.
Question, if soul is one for everyone, then the likeness, similarity with the Creator is also common for everyone?
No, everyone has an individual part, and to become similar to the Creator, it means to go from an altruistic form to an altruistic one in accordance with who you are in your nature.
There is an interesting excerpt. Knowledge is the everything that we know of others is clothing, and it's not nothing besides the. And in us, the understanding of others it's clothes in one thing, and it's all united at the end.
Yes, it's probably from a Kabbalist, right?
Denis Serafinikov is asking about the sins that are going to cover all the transgressions. He's asking, more you are not attracted by a person, so more the minuses than plus, then bigger is your soul, right?
Yes, when you love him, when you learn to turn that to love.
Why we say that sometimes
it becomes the same thing, because in its fulfillment the soul is light, not in its inner content, but the nature of it is creation, desire. It's opposite to the Creator. It comprises of two opposite parts.
Igor is asking, when I receive the light egoistically, do I follow the egoism? Does this vice feel the light?
No, it depends on how we relate to one another, but we're not just talking about Vasya here. We're talking about my friend in the group, someone who's in the system called the group.
В которой находится 10 человек.
And in this group you have 10 people.
10 человек. И мы взаимно связаны друг с другом.
And we are interconnected together. Now these connections from which we then weave
общее облако.
This common cloud of interconnection between us. This is what we're talking about. This common cloud that we weave together is what we call our soul.
А творец где здесь? Творец — это то, что наполняет душу?
А творец — это еще
более... Something that fulfills the creature?
And the creator is the inner part, what we reveal here, in between.
And what if it's not my friend, it's one of the billion people?
No, then there's nothing.
But I can also fulfill them, right?
You can only do it in this interconnection. That's why the Kabbalists reveal this force, and they're waiting for everyone to join them in this work.
So the Kabbalists can't just fulfill everyone, anyone in the world.
I can't just take my child or my parents, my wife, and start fulfilling them.
So there's another question about the rebirth. The rebirth is when the soul is enters the body.
I don't even understand how the soul that we're talking about here can relate in any way to our physical body. The physical body can exist or it cannot exist. The soul can exist or it cannot exist. All of this is completely arbitrary. What do I mean by that? It being arbitrary? Let's look at it this way. For as long as the ego exists in humanity, we can call the ego the body. Or we can also call the body flesh. Our biological body. That's one. Two. The soul. The soul is what we build when, if we unite with others, if I relate to someone in order to fulfill him, and as a result, I relate to the Creator to receive from Him the force, the power to fulfill others. This is me, this is my friend, and this is the Creator. In that case, I acquire the soul by fulfilling another through the connection with the Creator. In other words, I receive from another a minus, additional desire, a desire to bestow when I address him, the other, and I receive from the Creator the desire to fulfill, in order to have something to fulfill with. And thus, I have the two opposites, the minus and the plus, and then on the basis of these two parameters that I have constructed within me, I erect this dipole. It's called Rishimot Aviyut and Rishimot Itlatshut, or the light and the kli. As a result now, I have this kli. And on the top here, for instance, we have the light, or.
Вот так.
Just like that.
И таким образом вот это вот вместе они называются душа.
And as a result, together they're called the soul. I'll write it again here.
То есть еще раз спросить, значит, получается, что душа.
So again, let's confirm. The soul is love, right? And or love is the relationship between two people when they fulfill themselves, and thus they reveal the soul.
No, they don't reveal anything. They build. I need to receive from the other. Look, once again, this is me.
I
have egoistic desires, nothing else. I need to relate to the other. That's my friend.
Обратился к нему, получил от него минус.
I relate to him and I receive the minus from him, the desire for fulfillment. With that desire, I plead to the Creator, tell him, give, I want to bestow to others, just like you do. And he gives me back, and from what he gave me, I pass to my friend. So relatively to my friend, I become a giver. So this state of giving from to the desire of the friend that makes me like the Creator, similar to the Creator. That state is called the soul.
То есть душа — это вообще что-то, что существует просто в потенциале. Так получается.
So the whole is just something that exists in as potential.
It doesn't exist. If you don't make it, it doesn't exist.
It's not that there is the body, and inside the body there is the soul.
No, just a meat, piece of meat, you can just consume it.
Question from Vladimir. If there are 600,000 souls, and surely there are 600,000 differences between those souls, right?
Of course, by their desires. Desires are different.
So there are 600,000 differences?
Much more, because each desire, each soul, consists of 630 desires, and 630 desires of one soul are in their root, very deeply different than the other, and there is not a single soul that could be similar to the other one.
About your drawing here, Yuri from Odessa asks, when I pass the light from the Creator through me to others, do the others feel this, or do they not have something that they can receive, they can perceive it with?
It depends how intensively I affect it. Depends on their desires. But that's in the group. Once again, we return to the previous drawing. It's all in the group. It's the 10. Here we have the 10, so-called. And only in that 10 I can create that my soul.
So these are people who aspire to this, who want to feel it. Those are the people we're talking about. Right? So Kabbalah doesn't even address the whole world. Right?
To the degree that the world can realize it.
Andrei from Lvov asks, what is the freedom of my soul if everything is predetermined by the Creator?
The beginning and the end is determined by the Creator, and the freedom of choice is the freedom to achieve it on your own, not through beatings, but by aspiring it on your own toward it.
We have a lot of people in Lvov, a big group now. We were there just recently.
Hi, Lvov.
A question from Moscow. Why is it that the attainment of the common soul tantamount to fulfilling one's purpose? in life.
The meaning of life is in fulfillment of the others, because that made me similar to the Creator, and I rise to His degree, toward the infinity, toward the revelation of everything, of the infinite, outside of time reality.
Tatiana from Russia asks, if I start loving people and helping them, will the Creator pass light through me to them?
No, Tanya, you can calm down. Nothing is gonna be done through you by the Creator, only if you are in the 10 and you follow all the conditions that are mentioned in Kabbalistic sources.
Edward from Belgrade asks, what is the difference between the aspiration and the desire? I actually was born in Belgrade. I was born there. So again, what is the difference between the aspiration and the desire?
Intention from the desire. The desire is there. It's created by the Creator. It's not going to go anywhere. And the intention depends on me, how I use those desires. In fact, in Kabbalah, we only review two desires, only two intentions, only for my own sake or for the others.
Olega from Kiev asks, the depression is the inability to receive pleasure from things that yesterday's were my purpose, my meaning in life?
Oh, that's kind of earthly definition. It could be so, but it's in fact the lack of light on my desire. So my desire is kind of dies. It doesn't sense the some kind of direction forward.
From Sochi, to draw the Creator's light and pass it from me to others is what needs to be done here?
Yes, but initially you need to feel the
to sow.
Aspiration to connection.
So this is an important element of the method, right? If a person studies Kabbalah on his own, it doesn't mean anything.
Nothing. It's a preliminary state, and then he needs to evolve.
Virtual groups didn't exist when the Kabbalists were developing the method.
Virtual groups never existed, and only it appears in our time, and they really advance very well. Perhaps the future of Kabbalah are the virtual groups. Well, of course, the physical groups, wherever it is possible.
Andre from Dnieper asked, why is it that you don't talk about God's will, the specific, unique features given to people and their different individuals?
Hold on a second. A will of the Creator or a will of the person? With the will of the Creator, I have no problem. The Creator is always in one static status. He wants to fulfill the creature, so we relate to him as the positive source. You can't harm it, you can't receive less or more from it. Everything that is said about him, that he gets angry, he doesn't give or he gives us all sorts of problems or exercises, that is all said relatively to a person. That's how he perceives it. The Creator is an absolute, and thus he cannot change by the definition.
Question from Amata. If the ego burns out, how can we use the ego to develop in order to achieve spirituality? Because you said we need the ego.
No, it's today's ego. It burns out toward all those little fulfillments like food, sex, family. That's this chores, and then money,
so
payment.
Tiny ego, and we're not taking that into account, right?
Yeah, something that a person aspires to, right?
The ego that pushes us forward is on a spiritual level.
So the ego that pushes us forward is always an ego that goes beyond our body. beyond the boundaries of sex, food, and family, and fame, and wealth, and money, and here, knowledge, and here, just to a person is open, where else, where is next? If these desires don't get fulfilled, like Bodhisattva writes in Tree of Life, then I have nowhere to go, nowhere else to go, so where can I go? Here a person begins to being beaten, and here through by the way of his destiny, so to say, but not because of his destiny, but because of this field, informational field within which we all are, he can receive the information regarding his next development, and he can follow that and begins to develop.
I want to summarize for myself. Let's take Ksenia. We have Ksenia. Not Vasya, just Ksenia. Ksenia only wants the spiritual. He already has everything else. Oh, family, whatever. I cannot fulfill anything else in his life. He only wants spirituality. What do I need to do? I need to walk around all day and think about how I can help him fulfill his desire for spirituality, how to help him reveal the Creator. Because he doesn't want anything else. He only wants this. He doesn't want wealth, money, whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the work of the Kabbalist is basically this, just to walk around and think about how to fulfill Ksenia, or ask the Creator to fulfill Ksenia.
But that all to him, because in the group it's not how it's done. I work not precisely to the point. I work toward the tent, toward the group. We need to cover that separately. We don't stop on Vasya or Ksenia or whoever else. That's going to be next after American Congress. I hope that we're going to meet all together. And we will go through the to the group work, the spiritual group work, of course. And of course, I invite you to view this American Congress, and that's where we're gonna discuss how through the group we can penetrate the upper world and today in our bodies to a degree of our efforts.
The American Congress is going to be in New Jersey from May 5th to 7th. And in addition to the Congress that will be taking place there, there will be several mirror Congresses that were being organized all over the world, in France and Brazil and Kent, UK, Slovakia, Romania, Köln. Also, we're starting Congresses in South America from April 26th. It'll be in Chile, in Brazil, and Mexico, and then we'll finish up in New Jersey. We'll be flying from one to the other.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. From here, we fly to Chile. Where is it going to be?
On the 26th already.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
So beginning Thursday, we're going to have congresses.
What would you recommend to people who are not yet in tents?
I just recommend to participate. Just turn on the computer. It's not going to be on the TV. Turn on the TV and just sit. Write things down. Participate as much as possible. Just open up your eyes, open up your ears, open up your heart, and like that, participate.
Well, suppose we have a focus group right now that they're sitting. Is this person watching the focus group, does he have to answer it along with
definitely, them? Definitely. Like in a theater, participate.
So not just listen. Okay. Now we can recommend. We have almost in every part of the world, in every region, we have groups that are sitting in uniting in mirror congresses.
Yes, and that's the best option, to be in a physical group. But if that's not an option, then just turn on the computer. Besides, there are recordings. You can repeat. You can watch them later.
From Fonkrit, we have a question. So Kabbalah is the science of love?
Yes, love is is what appears as a result of practicing Kabbalah.
We wanted to mention that what we see in St. Petersburg, let's take a look at them again. It's a result of the talk that they had, a lecture, and also in those living in Almaty, there is a lecture coming up as well. You can find out all the details.
Well, we're going to announce about Almaty Congress.
At the end of the American Congress, we'll talk about the Congress in Kazakhstan. Your wishes for the week?
My wish is that the Congresses are going to be successful. All in all, it's 25 lessons, not counting the gatherings of friends, singings. It all tunes us to the right, in the right direction, and develops our soul, which is in the state of the upper point. And we will see you next a week after the Congress. See you again. Goodbye.